This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Fears of a more widespread war in the Middle East now that Iran has retaliated against Israel's attacks.
There were dozens of targets throughout Iran that were struck, including some of Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, that is something that has never been struck in recent times, as far as we can tell.
ABC Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez, Iran striking back with drones in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Marcus Moore.
Tensions between Israel and Iran have been building for decades, with Iran arming militias like Hezbollah and Hamas, and pushing ahead with a nuclear program despite international opposition. Tensions erupted in 2023 after Iran-backed Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, sparking the war in Gaza. Iran launching its first ever direct missile attack on Israel during the war.
This appears to be the most significant attack Iran has faced since its 1980s war with Iraq. Secretary of State Marco Rubio stressing there was no U.S. involvement. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Allen. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is keeping an eye on ICE enforcement in Wisconsin as anti-ICE protests continue in Los Angeles. In Green Bay this week, Evers says he supports sending back immigrants who commit serious crimes, but not those who are appropriately documented or are awaiting documentation. A woman who caused a fatal wrong-way crash in the Fox Valley last year faces negligent homicide charges. 78-year-old Rosalie Paulson had an initial court appearance Tuesday for the November 5th crash, which killed 27-year-old Austin LaVica Luring. The incident happened in Appleton. And you can play a part in protecting Wisconsin seniors from scams. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection wants families to be aware of how scammers try to take advantage of older adults. You can keep seniors safe by being informed, plan ahead, stop and think, talk to others about possible scams, and report them.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight with a low of 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Sunday. Scattered thunderstorms, but it will be warmer with a high of 82. Turn your bathroom into the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
This is
99.7 Max FM.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. It's safe to dance.
It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest right here on 99.7 Max FM. We're hooking you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer staycation or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then get ready to text in for your chance to win each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 4 with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored by Realtor Trish Belter.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp. Linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener, but pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
City weather. Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight with a low of 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Sunday. Scattered thunderstorms, but it will be warmer with a high of 82. Turn your bathroom into the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s. A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Something you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
Get up.
While if you want my love, we can boogie on down. sister who's the only one. Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little sister, who's the one you want? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey little sister, who is it you're with? Hey little sister, what's your vice wish? Hey little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. Children living like lovers, roll
just stare into space. Picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. But more than ever, I simply love you more than I love life itself. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write. Oh.
and tell me nothing's wrong. Girl, don't try to make up phony reasons. I'd rather leave than never believe. If this is it, please let me know. If this ain't love, you better let me go. If this is it, I wanna know. If this ain't love, baby, just say so. You've been thinking and I've been drinking. We both know that it's just not right. Now you're pretending that it's not ending. You'll say anything to avoid a fight. Girl, don't lie and tell me that you need me. Girl, don't cry and tell me nothing's wrong.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tensions between Israel and Iran rising once again after dueling strikes that began when Israel hit several of Iran's nuclear facilities and killed two top generals. Iran striking back with at least 100 drones overnight. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon.
Several U.S. officials and Secretary of State Marco Rubio essentially saying there was no U.S. military assistance. There was no U.S. involvement in any of this. This is strictly an Israeli operation, and American officials are being very clear about that. And the reason they're saying this publicly is because they want to protect American military and civilian populations in the Middle East.
Israel says it hit dozens of targets throughout Iran and was justified, according to IDF spokesman Effie Del.